The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's the coach, Dan Lanning. I believe he's on the line. Dan Lanning, can you hear us?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Hey, good. How old were you in 1994, by the way?
I went to Disney World that year with my family. I think it was in second grade.
Wow. So you don't remember the big Penn State Oregon Rose Bowl matchup, I'm guessing.
Don't remember it well. Don't remember it well, no.
Did you have the delicious Opus X yesterday?
No, I didn't, but you got a good memory. We got a lot of things going on right now. Not a lot of time to slow down and enjoy things.
Yeah, I figured. I was going to ask you that. How did you balance signing day with preparation for this game?
Very carefully. I mean, there is no balance right now, so you just try to squeeze in as much as you can in the amount of time that you have. But it went really smooth. We got a great staff, and everything went really well.
Do we need to just sit down here over the next year or two and come up with a refurbed calendar? It's just kind of seems ridiculous that, you know, teams are preparing for a national championship run here, and we got free agency and basically the draft happening in the middle of the season.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Somebody ought to figure that out. But, hey, it is what it is, right?
When you study Penn State, which of their games, I mean, so you watch them all, but which of their games do you study most? Does one or two stick out?
I don't think you pick just one or two games. I mean, I think you try to figure out what teams look the most like you, play similar schemes to you. But we really like digging through all of it.
Who does Penn State most remind you of than what you've seen?
Oh, not a lot. There's not a lot of teams that what they do offensively is very unique and different. So I don't think we've seen anybody this year that looked quite like them. Just a variety of formations, how they utilize their personnel. It's a little bit different.
Yeah, so I want to ask you about Kotelnicki. He's their offensive coordinator, and I'm a Kansas fan, and so watched him closely last year, and he was just flat-out dynamite for them. What does he present a defense? Because I know he is really well respected. I know you've talked about him before, about all the explosives he's created. Just what makes him so good?
Yeah, just again, I think it's hard to prepare for it because there's such a variety of formations, how he utilizes his personnel, stuff that you don't normally see. You turn on one of their, football games and you're going to say, okay, how would you adjust to that? They make you ask a lot of questions about how you defend things, and then they utilize their personnel really well.
Yeah, I mean, Ty Warren is is going to be a top 10, top 15 NFL pick, best tight end in the country, most people think. And I feel like they use him maybe as much in different ways than any players used in the country.
Yeah, they certainly do. They definitely, he's a catalyst for their offense for sure.
So what must you do to be efficient against that offense? And is a lot of it on your quarterback?
our quarterback?
Or, I mean, I'm sorry, your defensive quarterback.
You want our quarterback to go out there and play defense?
Well, maybe.
Saying?
Yeah, if he's smart.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they'll
like,
never.
If we do that, I don't like our chances.
That'd be great.
I mean, I'll be done. I mean, Dylan's a great quarterback, but yeah, I'm not going to put a lot of it on him. Stopping their offense, I'm not putting very much of that on Dylan at all.
They'll never see it coming.
That's thinking outside the box.
I know.
Yeah, they would never see that coming.
And that's what you do. And, you know, you'd get headlines. You get headlines every week for, you know, for all the things you do. That could be fun. That's the next one. No, I meant your defensive quarterback.
All right. God, this is all over. But yeah, we gotta can't give up explosive plays. Like we can't give up explosive plays. And then we got to create explosive on offense. I mean, they're a good football team. And they got more weapons than just their tight end. They got a great scheme. They got a good quarterback. They got good running backs. And you got to be aware of where those guys are at all times. But yeah, we can't give up explosive plays. That's probably where it starts. And then offensively, we got to be able to create some.
How is your philosophy when you're playing against a team that maybe has just any one particular stand-up player? What's your philosophy on paying extra attention to someone, rolling someone over the top versus just kind of, you know, running your scheme and, hey, this is kind of what we do?
Well, I think you always want to be aware of where people are at when you talk about team strengths. What makes it harder about how Penn State does it is that guy plays so many different positions and moves around the field. So you can't just say, okay, I'm going to line up my best corner on Tyler Warren. Well, then he's lined up the next play at running back or quarterback in the backfield and catching a snap. Like, so this doesn't work like that. And that's probably what makes them more challenging is that they move their personnel around a lot.
So you always want to be playing best at this time of the year. Just kind of where do you think your guys are at? You know, you seem to be getting healthy at the right time. Do you feel like you guys are peaking heading into the games that really matter?
Yeah, I mean, we played well last week, but this is a new week. So I thought, you know, last week was probably our most complete game. You know, hate the last score there at the very end that we gave up. But ultimately, we played really clean. In all three phases last week and love to build off of that this week.
Where do you find a Washington helmet? Is that an eBay sort of thing? How do you go about finding that at the half?
No comment.
Nice.
I like it. Subterfuge.
Nice.
Yeah.
What do you see when you watch Drew Aller?
Yeah. Big quarterback, strong arm. You know, he can really move the ball down the field. I think he makes great decisions. He makes their offense tick.
Have you played against a pass rusher like Carter this year?
I don't think we have. No, I think he's probably as good as we've seen. He's certainly got a ton of twitch and a guy that we have to be aware of.
Now, what is twitch? Describe twitch.
Like fast. Like how fast? Is that like if you went to the weight room right now and you you did squat? Like, what do you think you'd squat right now? 500 or 5 pounds?
Well, probably 5 pounds. Yeah.
5 pounds. All right. So the twitch element of that is how fast you move that 5 pounds. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay.
So it's how fast he's able to move. He has a lot of twitch. You know, really, like trying to kill a fly with a fly swatter. He's got that.
Okay. Oh yeah. Right. That's a good analogy. I'm telling you, I'd twitch. Be really fast with. 5 pounds.
I mean, you know, back in the day, I mean, Coach, he recovered a fumble in the Pheasant Bowl in Salina, Kansas.
That's right. He probably heard about it.
It's kind of a big deal. Being from the Midwest, I'm assuming you've heard about the Pheasant Bowl.
Yeah. Do college? Okay, so I'm asking this question because Carson Beck said that he didn't like watching college football. It gave him anxiety. Do players like watching games, or do they go about their college lives and not pay attention to other teams and games as much?
I can't really speak on that. I think our players watch football. I hope they do, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, we spend a lot of time together. We watch a lot of football together. I know that. So, but when we're not together, how much do they watch? I don't know. I think they watch it.
It's kind of one of those things. It's like. The difference between watching tape and watch, I'm assuming even if you're not watching tape, you just like watching football.
For sure. It's the greatest sport known to man, right? Tonight you got Thursday night football. Who's playing tonight?
Lions Packers. Best of the year.
I feel like the Lions are getting a lot of premier games, it seems like. Maybe it's just because last week was Thanksgiving. You always, you know.
Hey, I don't know
but yeah, I mean, who doesn't like watching football?
Lions are actually, I mean, a lot of people think Lions are the best team in the NFL. I mean, it's a weird world that the Ducks are running college football, the Lions are running the NFL. It's a bunch of new bloods. We love it.
Yeah, but how about them Chiefs? You know what I mean?
Your Chiefs, yeah.
They look good. They still got it rolling too, right?
Yeah, well, only lost once.
We were talking yesterday.
Yeah. Tight matches, but they've been coming out with the W's, right?
Yeah. They have. They've
got that quarterback. I don't know if you know anything about quarterback play, but he's pretty good. I think, you know, you should probably try to find a guy like that. He's pretty solid.
All right.
Well, I like ours. That's for sure.
Is the it was interesting because you got you know, we won't talk a lot about the recruiting class, but you got another Polynesian Pipeline quarterback, and he talked about how he grew up admiring Dylan Gabriel. Dylan Gabriel, obviously Mariota and the number 8 thing. Just what the significance of that? I mean, that to me, you know, when everyone's trying to get to the islands and kind of grab these kids. Just kind of how special is that now that you kind of have built something pretty unique there at that position and the success and with that pipeline?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge to be able to lean on connections and opportunities that exist here in our program. And certainly I think the success of guys like Marcus and Dylan, you know, paved the road for us to have opportunities for guys like Jared and KJ.
Because didn't you say Dylan was kind of one of his big recruiters?
Yeah, I think they definitely had some conversations. Like, I always challenge these guys, you know, when they're coming into our program, like, don't ask me. I'm going to tell you great things about our program. Go ask our players, right? So go ask them the truth, and I think they'll tell you, you know, what you can expect from us here.
Now, if you were going to have an Opus X, where's the humidor?
In the cigar room.
At home? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So you have a cigar room.
Got a cigar room, yeah.
Stocked?
I haven't been in there a while, so I don't know if it's... but usually there's some stogies up there to tap into.
So I'm guessing winning a Big Ten championship, that would probably elicit a trip, give you a little downtime. Does that elicit a trip to the cigar room?
We'll see. I don't know.
Well, then
yeah, I haven't thought that far ahead.
Then he's got transfer portal.
One of these days.
No rest for the weary.
One of these days.
Somewhere around February.
Yeah, somewhere around February
would probably elicit a trip. Right. Yeah.
Well, hey, good luck in Indianapolis against Penn State, and good luck on the recruiting trail, the portal trail, or whatever they call it.
Appreciate it.
You know?
You guys have a good one.
All right, see ya. There he goes.
The portal trail. The Oregon trail. I don't know. I'm a little disappointed because
you didn't ask him to have a cigar with him.
Oh yeah,
what's the matter with you?
I forgot about that
chicken.
Well, maybe in February. I think that's the key. Is it's got to be an off season. It's got to get down there.
What?
The only thing I'm disappointed about was the Rose Bowl matchup. Like, because Penn State's wearing the all whites, and Oregon earlier this year wore the yellow, green, yellow. The Rose Bowl throwbacks.
Did.
It was right there. And they went with the damn all blacks.
They had to go with yet another unused combo.
I don't like it.
You had it.
I don't like it.
Penn State, Oregon, it was right there.
I read first time since 2008 that they're going green lid, black top, black pants.
2008?
Just once in one of these big time games, I would love it if they would go with
Their school colors?
Yeah, go with something traditional.
Exactly.
That's a pretty common complaint among like the diehard Duck fans is, I love all the stuff we do, but when it comes to the big games, people should know it's you and your colors.
Well, yes, because there's a lot of people tuning in to you for the first time.
Right.
And you see a team in black, and you're like, wait, who's that?
Well, like that national championship game against Auburn, they came out in like carbon fiber helmets and silver and like neon highlighter. It didn't really look like green and yellow.
No, it's a bit off for me. And I really think this year's unis, when they've done the traditional stuff, whether the yellow, white, yellow or the yellow, green, kind of the throwback stuff. I think it's one of the best looks in college football.
It's been great.
It's so, it would have, with the Penn State being the traditional, the clean whites in the Big Ten title game, God, it would have been a Rose Bowl throwback. And I was like, there's no way they don't do it. And then I was a little they look good. The all blacks look good, but it's just.
I do also appreciate, though, like the juxtaposition of like they are the old school team. We are the new school team. And so this is us and this is I can appreciate that side of it as well.
Dan Lanning's appearances here on our show brought to you by Unitas Community Credit Union. Like a coach's playbook, Unitas has a winning strategy for your finances. Unitas. Postgame show?
Yeah, let's do it.
I mean, we've kind of already broken it down.
I mean, I want to hear about your fast twitch on the 5-pound squats.
Yeah. Well, when I said five, I meant 500.
You have the Jason Swigard, Danny Meringue squatting.
But I would not have much twitch.
No.
On 500.
No.
Well, then why'd you lie to him? He asked five or 500 and you said 5 pounds.
Well, because I thought it would be more fun to say 5 pounds. Yeah. And, you know, I'm humble.
Yeah. I bet you get
humble liar.
I bet you get 135.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a 45 on each side.
Let's not try. How about that?
I want to see Rop in, I want to see Rop in the squat cage.
We'll
let's
keep you guessing.
Let's go.
Well, we had the combine. Yeah. several years ago.
That was, what, like 15 years ago?
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago.
It was a while ago.
What year was that?
I wasn't around. I don't know.
Nah, it was a long time ago. I just remember once years ago that Swag, who's never lifted in his life, came out and said that he could squat 300 pounds. And then they actually went to crunch.
Here's the situation.
And I think he quit at like 185 because his spine was going to blow out. Good times.
At least now Coach Lanning knows about the Pheasant Bowl.
Yeah.
He already knew. Yeah. Don't let him fool you.
Yeah. I mean, he said he did. I was skeptical.
He plays it cool, but he knows. Everybody out there knew back then.
Yeah.
The Twitch. So that would have been, he said he was in second grade in 95?
Well, something like that. It was 94, I think, was the
record. So he would not have been born
But the legend lives on.
When news hit of my...
But the legend lives on.
Me falling on a fumble in the
festival. I mean, he still knows
about it. It was the first thing his parents told him when he came out. Hey, you know what, son? You know what you missed?
Yeah.
He still knows about
that. I'll send him a few clippings. Yeah. Remind him. I'm a little disappointed you didn't... Come on, you were supposed to go down there and have a cigar with him.
Yeah. I don't think he was in joking mode today.
Well, he kind of seemed to have some fun today.
I was laughing a little bit.
More than normal.
I think it was more about the absurdity of it. I do enjoy he asked you how much you... Is that the first time anyone's ever asked you how much you squat?
Yeah, and I appreciate that it comes from Dan Lanning.
Yes. That has never been asked to you before at any point in your life.
How much do you squat?
How much you bench?
All right, well, we'll do a post-game show. We'll see what happens. And then we got In the News. You know, In the News today is very special. Shark news.
Oh,
did you see this?
I did see it.
Oregon shark news.
Yeah. We got a lot of ocean news.
Right there in the Willamette.
Yeah. The Willamette.
So, Dan Lanning postgame next on The Fan.